Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. It's January. Happy New Year. We've been off for a little bit for lots of different reasons. We've both been feeling festive, and Harry, oh God, dog, bless him.
He's died
very, very well.
Died. Came back to life.
Oh,
now
mate.
I'm back now.
So describe to people how ill you were on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being not good, and then 1 being dead.
Oh, -4.
I was actually worried for you. Can you remember what I said to you on the text?
Bad.
When you said you're actually going to die. Do you remember what I said?
I felt pretty bad. Yeah, I did.
I said, can I have your car?
Yeah,
your clubs?
Dave's got the car. So the tattooed golf mobile is now turned into the Dave Bartlett PGA professional mobile.
Well, I'm glad
it?
You're not dead, mate. And then people have missed the podcast, by the way. So
I know, terrible.
A few people have
very
said,
selfish
like,
of me, really.
On? Yeah. You didn't look very well. You went all puffy in the face and stuff and whatever. So, but we're back.
We're back. We're almost back to normal.
A lot's happened since we had a last chat with golf stuff, isn't it? Everybody's got their New Year's resolutions with their golf and stuff and what have you, which we might get to in a minute. There's loads of new products on the market. There's a golf ball rollback. John Rahm went to Live.
It's all happened, hasn't it? Tiger's not with Nike anymore.
Tiger's not with Nike anymore.
Melbourne has taken over the golf world.
Oh, wouldn't it be good if he went to Melbourne?
It's all going on.
He would look good in that as well, wouldn't he?
Yeah, old school Tiger.
Old school Tiger.
Old school.
Who do you think he's going to go with? Right, Clothing.
I think Tiger will set up his own brand.
Do you?
Yeah, I think he'll have...
He could probably keep that TW logo that he has.
Well, he's got... Have you seen his Instagram? He's got a new logo.
Has he?
On his profile picture. I'm sure there must be something that Nike probably still own the TW. Like they do with Air Jordan, don't they? They must have some sort of rights.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine he'll have his brand of his own and he'll wear his clothes. He's too big now, isn't he? Can anyone afford him, and would anyone pay the money to have him?
It's weird seeing him not wearing them. It was actually weird when he was wearing those foot joys, wasn't it? He wore some foot joys for a bit.
First
and that
time.
Looked a little bit strange.
I think somebody said like the foot joy type, this collab could be back on the cards, like the original
maybe.
Days, because that's what he was.
He used to be Titus, didn't he?
He was.
What do you think of Jason Day with the Melbourne stuff, with the big baggy trousers, with the...
I'm not a Melbourne fan.
It's not you, is it?
No, it's complete opposite to me, isn't it? It's like the other way round. Like they're baggy at the bottom and tight at the top. And I'm a bit the other way. Tight trousers, baggy top.
I think it looks cool. I just don't think it would look very cool on me, though, as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got little twiglet legs as well. I think
there's
you've got
a picture of you somewhere with big flares.
Yes, there is that. Yeah, but that was also a long time ago. Do you know what I mean? Back when flares was flares. Do you know what I mean?
Well, flares are back.
Flares are back.
They have one. They got Charlie Hole as well, haven't they? And Jesper Parnevik has just agreed to go with
He was a cool dude. Do you think he'll resurrect that hat thing that he had?
He had the weird hat.
He had the weird hat poking up.
Like the windmill on top.
Yeah.
It's good that golf's changing in that aspect. I think there's a few other brands. Is that is it Siwoo Kim or?
Oh yeah, he's Lululemon.
He's there's been some cool brands that have appeared.
Yeah.
Nowhere, which is good. I think it's good for golf. It's making it a lot more diverse now. And it's not your generic kind of.
Send Tiger a short golf top.
It'd be cool, wouldn't it? I don't think we can afford it.
With loads
him.
Of tigers on.
Yeah, we got Tiger One coming, actually.
Oh,
there's a sneak peek there. And in February, there's a Tiger pattern top coming.
There's high demand for that.
I don't think there is now.
I don't know.
I don't know. Is Tiger... Tiger would always be Tiger, but is he as big as what he used to be now?
I don't know. I think that his legacy will live on for a long time. Mm. The face of EA Sports for a long time. I think the younger generation still see that. I think, there's enough clips now to keep his legacy alive on Instagram and YouTube. So all of those clips that keep showing are like, oh, wow, that was cool, that was cool. There's enough regurgitation of his old mastery to kind of like warrant keeping him relevant, I think.
I think the relevancy is going to be a tough one. Because, again, you look at the Arnold Palmers, the Nicholases that were in the heyday, and they're not relevant now. And the modern day golfer, actually, they don't know who they are, which is horrible.
Yeah.
Vijay Singh, world number one.
But would they have the same collection of clips of him, of them hitting those shots? There's a few putts and stuff where they won majors and stuff, but do they have that highlight reel that Tiger has?
Be interesting. And he's not going to disappear, Tiger's Tiger, but I think it's that era where golf is changing big time from the clothing, from Liv.
What do you think of the conspiracy with Liv for them with Rory? Now he's said, backtracking a little bit and saying that maybe I was a bit hasty with some of the things that I said. And obviously since then, there's been a bit of a merger with the PGA and stuff and what have you. And some people, I'm not saying this, but some people are saying that maybe there's, with the merger at some point, that he could go for like $1 billion to Liv but know that the merger means he can still PGA stuff. Because then if you turn down the billion and then it all merges, you may as well have taken it if you could play both tours. What do you think?
So many responses to that. Obviously, I'm not Rory's biggest fan anyway. So.
Do you like anyone?
Yeah, no, I like...
Who do you like?
I'm a good fan. Jason Day's wicked. John Daly's the one. John Daly's a legend. Yeah. And obviously, I like Bryson. I think that they're there. I do like... I don't like the people they put in the spotlight. I like the underdog.
Yeah, you're like an underdog people, guy, aren't you? Yeah.
I like that different kind of goal for a different person that isn't... Like Rory's just been put in the spotlight and he's been Mr. PGA. And he's been the yes man. So to link it back, the merger, there is no merger. Like, there can't be a merger at the moment. Why on earth would they still be paying millions to golfers? Why would they have paid Rahm that money if there was a merger? Because they're just giving away £500 million when they know that they're going to get him this year if it merges.
Do you think at some point, though, with like the amount of eyeballs that are on LIV in terms of like people watching it, like I haven't watched a single event, and I don't really watch any PGA stuff, to be honest, but there's not a lot of attention on it. And I think maybe whoever's putting lots of money in at some point would go, okay, how do we get some attention on this? Because they've tried to make it cool, tried to get the right people in, but there's still no one watching it. And I think there's a lot of people that value the tradition of the tournaments where they mean something. And the big tournaments don't mean anything, do they?
Yeah, they get that because they're all being paid. But I think it does, you know, these boys are earning good money from winning these events. They still want to win. Mm. It's a lot more relaxed. Obviously, I've been to a few. It's still very American-fied at the moment. You know, it's very USA. USA, obviously, the Centurion's been removed now to the JCB, which is invite-only. Like, how is that going to work as a visual spectator thing in the UK now?
Yeah.
Are they going to allow the golf clientele they had at Centurion, which will be an interesting one? They need a TV deal. If it's on TV, it'll go through the roof and people will watch it. I'll watch it. I'll watch LIV. I quite like it. I don't like watching PGA and European events. I watch the Ryder Cup, the Masters, and that's about it. But if it was on Netflix, Amazon, Sky Sports, I would watch it, definitely, without a doubt, because it's a little bit more quirky.
Mm.
So that's the issue they have. But Sky Sports own golf at the moment, so there won't be that. Someone will take it on.
Someone will take it on.
I don't watch YouTube, but obviously the younger generation, they all watch YouTube, so they all talk about I'm watching LIV, I'm watching that, and I wouldn't ever stream it. I've never actually seen what it looks like on YouTube. It might be great, but I think that's it for me. But again, I suppose coming back to the McIlroy situation is, he was a spokesman for the PGA, wasn't he? He was on the board.
Yeah.
And he's resigned from the board because they threw him under the bus, didn't they? Because they were trying to make him the yes man. We'd never collab. We'd never do this. And then they went and did this so-called merge.
They did that without him knowing about it,
and
didn't
they? And that's it. Yeah. So he was all okay. And then he's moved himself off the board now. Then obviously his best friend Rahm's gone to LIV. Mm. And he's probably thinking, I think I've probably made a bit of a mistake here defending the PGA. I think they've let him down.
Mm.
And he's probably going, well, I need to reword this because if it does ever merge, I need some money. So it'd be interesting. I don't think LIV will ever pay him because he's had a big fallout with Norman, hasn't he?
I don't know, man.
Or would Norman turn around and go, well, we've got it
maybe
now.
Maybe he'd be a draw, wouldn't he? Like, I think loads of people would watch the first event that he played in then. Like, I don't know, but it's a bill, isn't it? It's got to be $1 billion. Do you know what I mean? You go? What would you go for?
I'd go for a packet of crisps.
The opportunity
in
just
fact,
to play.
I think I'd pay to go and play.
It's funny, isn't it? Like, you know, people pay to play golf and they're getting paid a lot of money to pay it. But I generally think people don't care what they earn, do you? You know, some people get really upset about footballers earning all that money and stuff and what have you, but there's such a small percentage of people. But you're still watching the football, you're still watching the golf, you're still into it. I say, let them earn what they earn. Do you know what I mean?
100%. Crack on. It's their job.
It's their job, and they're dedicating themselves to it. Okay, some people would get annoyed when a footballer's on $250,000 a week and they go out partying and they crash the car into a wall because they've had 9 pints. I get that. I do get that. But at the same stage, it's just like, it's such a small elite of people, isn't it? You know?
It's their job, isn't it? At the end of the day, if somebody offers you more money doing your job, same job for less work, or would you take it, wouldn't you? It doesn't matter what job you do, whether you're an accountant, whether you're an office worker, a golf pro, a golf player, a footballer, you take more money. It's how your life works. And obviously we all live our lives in the demands of how much money we make. The more we earn, the more we spend, the better lifestyle we have, better cars, better houses.
So same I think, problems though, do you think?
Absolutely. Same and problems. I think the guys that earn more money are in the spotlight. I wouldn't say it's the wrong way to say it, but they have it tough. They don't have it tough because they earn millions of money, millions of pounds. But like a footballer is in the spotlight 24/7. They can't go to Tesco's and buy a loaf of bread.
I would miss that big time. I like popping into Tesco Express and getting a few nibbles and getting like a little meal deal and stuff and what have you.
You can do it.
I mean, you're getting to the stage now where maybe you can't pop into Tesco Express now. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm definitely not.
Poor Harry, bless him. When he's at work, he has to hide himself. He has to lock the door because everybody wants to see him and take a photo with him and ask him about like stuff and what have you. Now he's going to have... When he goes to Tesco Express now, there's going to be a problem. Do you know what I mean? People feel like you're being followed by...
On Crime Watch. That's the issue. Yeah, I'm wanted. Yeah. But no, I think these the footballers and things, he's in a tough lifestyle, but I think they have it tough. They can't do the day-to-day activities.
Yeah.
And obviously, that would you give up that to be a multimillionaire and travel the world?
Mm.
You know, while we're slaving away, can't afford your bills at times. Yeah. You know, it's a different mix kind of in there. But golfers-wise, I get it why they take the money. A lot of these pros are on their last years of their highest standard. Your Poulters, your Westwoods. Why on earth wouldn't they take the money and have a better lifestyle?
Yeah.
No-brainer.
Yeah.
Absolutely no-brainer. Yes, the money comes from here, there and everywhere, and that's always the debate. But football is now run by the same backers, every football team, every golf. The women's golf is all backed by the same. I won't mention the names for the obvious reason, but no one moans about that.
Mm-hmm.
So the money's coming from the same place.
Yeah, okay. We shall see them.
Each their own. This should be interesting this year, though. Mm. It will be.
We shall see. I think a LIV versus PGA Tour Ryder Cup style event would be great, wouldn't it? I'd love to see that before, if there was any merge of the two tours. I'd love to see that as an event. That would be really cool.
As a thing, yeah.
Right, moving on. Sorry, I'm dying as well.
Dave's here now. Me and Dave have been kissing. Yeah. We passed it on. Whee!
Clubs. For 2024, I've been in golf for long enough, so have you, and every time a new little release comes along... let me rewind that a little bit. I didn't get excited about new club launches for quite a while because it's like, oh, it's going to be a little upgrade on last year. It's going to look... No. And occasionally I'd get excited when somebody brought out something like, oh, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
And now I get a little bit more excited about the launches of the new products a little bit more than I did before. And I think that's more because, you know, I can sell them now and make hundreds of thousands of pounds. But
I was going to say, do you think it's because we're in the role we're in now where we've got the hub and it's our thing?
Yeah, maybe. I've got more interest in it now but I also, from a coaching point of view as well, when that sounded corny, I do want people to have the best stuff for them.
Yeah.
And I do think, you know, let's say you have a Stealth driver. Do you need to buy the Stealth 2? Absolutely not. If you have a Stealth 2 driver, do you need to buy the new Q10 thing? Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not. But I would, if it was me and I had that, I'd think, oh, do you get sucked in by the marketing big time?
Yeah.
So I want to try them. Mm-hmm. I want to try them all. Oh, also, as well, just to, again, like, I don't own anything at the moment still. I've got no golf clubs. I've got Wilson Fat Shaft irons at the moment. I've got some wedges from the garage. I've got a wooden 3-4. I've got a driver with a kid's shaft in it. And I've got a rusty putter. I've got a really nice tour bag, but I've got such garbage equipment. So I'm actually I'm more excited this year to try some stuff as well for me. And I'm going to go in it very open-minded. I've got zero allegiance to any particular brand. What I want to do is I want to go with one brand and have like a set of, from driver to wedges to putter.
Yeah, you're
going to
go full lot.
For the whole lot with one brand. So whether that's Callaway, whether that's TaylorMade, whether that's Ping, whether that's Cobra, whatever that might be, I'm going to try and do that and then get behind kind of one. So the things that have stood out to me so far in terms of what I kind of quite like the look of, I think that Callaway AI Smoke looks fun.
Yeah.
I think that looks fun. I think the iron looks fun, for a higher handicapper, knowing what I knew about the Paradigm iron. That was powerful and goes miles, doesn't it? But also the Cobra stuff, I think, looks pretty cool, and I think their marketing and that was pretty decent. What do you think, man? Anything you're excited about?
What have we got? Obviously, I was a mixture of Cobra and Trixon last year. Obviously, I've been with Cobra. I was with Cobra for a very, very long time, and I love their gear. I think the Aerojet was the best line of clubs they've ever released. So that was last year's. Not a huge lover of this year's. I think it looks smart. I think I do like with the all black and the carbon finish. Just think you're looking at reviews and what's been out there, and obviously we've got the gear in here now. It doesn't quite appeal to me.
Right.
I haven't hit it yet, so.
Do you think maybe it just looks a bit tame? Is that what you're thinking? What is it? Just changing the subject quickly, right?
David's trying to.
I had an explosion. Right, you can't appreciate this in podcast formats.
Frozen.
Right? I've taken a can out of my fridge, which is in the golf studio, and it exploded all over my desk, all over the phone and the laptop. And I've just gone to fully open the lid, and it's solid. Look, feel that.
It's frozen in there. Well, did you not notice that?
Wait, why isn't yours frozen?
Well, mine tastes lovely.
Yours is fine. For dramatic effect, I'm going to drop this, right? Listen. That was the drink. Okay, well, that's the end of that then.
There we go. Dave can't have a drink. coming back frozen. To golf clubs, everybody. Sorry. I think the Cobra gear there, I think it was tough to outdo the Aerojet. I think that they did very well. It'd be interesting to try it all. Again, from a visual, it doesn't appeal to me.
I think the iron looks cool, though.
Bland. The new iron does look wicked. Mm. Yes, what's it called? The Dark Speed irons. They look very Titleist-like. But it does look a bit black, like, but it looks like a rocket. And I'm very excited to try that. I think that's going to be a good one for a higher handicap golfer.
Yeah, it looks
The lofts are going to be pretty strong on it, and it's going to go miles. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. The TaylorMade does intrigue me this year, the driver. Mm-hmm. A lot of comments from high-end pros that aren't sponsored by TaylorMade have come out and said how good it seems or good it looks. So that's always a good sign.
Oh, I've got a really good idea, by the way.
Yeah.
You know the type TaylorMade is the Q10?
Yes.
You know why it's called Q10?
Yes. It's something to do with the forgiveness levels or something, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's like 10X, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just like, it's to do with like the MOI and the stability of the head and resistance to twisting, isn't it? It's 10X.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Ping G430 10X.
Yeah.
Yeah? I've got an idea.
Do you know where that all came from?
Though? Who?
So Ping came out with this, is what I was told here. Ping came out of it first. TaylorMade found out and beat them to it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Snuck on in there and got the release out there first. So whether that was a dual chat they had of this is what we're doing or somebody leaked it and found out.
Ping should have followed my idea. 11X. What's wrong with 11X?
Missed the trick, didn't they?
Yeah.
But now a lot of people are excited about the Pings. It's exciting that the Callaway gear looks cool. I do like it. However, I didn't think the Paradigm took off that well last year.
You think it was? Yeah. It was good though. Performed well, I think.
It's good. I think from the stats and things, it was good as well. But I don't know anyone with a Paradigm driver.
Expensive, isn't it?
So
not money, isn't it?
That's like the big. I know we're only little down here in Dorset, but I don't know anybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so normally the driver that's really popular, you see it in bags and you know someone that's got it. And
I think that might come with the demographic of people that you teach, because I teach more seniors than you.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of the seniors bought it.
Yeah.
So I teach quite a few people with the Callaway Paradigm, but you tend not to teach those people.
Oh, I'd love to teach them. I would love to.
You'd love to teach them.
I would love to teach them. They just don't like me.
Okay.
No, I think it's good. Obviously, I've teamed up with Shrixon this year.
Yeah, so your stuff looks really, really nice.
Ambassador role with them, which is wicked. So, yeah, you will all be having Shrixon clubs this year, so enjoy.
Yeah, nice. That Shrixon iron looks good at address, but also it's quite forgiving, isn't it? I think that's quite a good club for people that want something that looks quite traditional and performs well but has an element of forgiveness. Do you know what I don't like? I don't like it with clubs where it has the potential to get a load of mud and sand stuck in the back of it. That really annoys me. And I do like TaylorMade stuff, but the TaylorMade like plus version of the 3-wood, where it's got the little slidey bit,
yeah,
I don't like it to look at because of the fact that if you get mud in it, it's going to be horrendous to get out.
It's in there
and sand in there and stuff. Yeah. I just want it to be solid, like a solid lump. Mm-hmm. You get me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, design flaw.
Design flaw. Mm. Okay, very quickly then, on rollback, golf ball rollback.
Yes.
Do you know much about that? Or?
Yeah, it's, I get it, but I don't get it.
Oh.
I mean, obviously the pros hit it too far now, so we can't keep making golf courses longer. So I get it, let's make the golf ball go shorter. However, technology is going to catch up, which means the golf ball will just go as far. They just need to make the golf courses tighter. It's the simple thought. You can't make them longer. So if they're hitting it 350 carry, let's stick a bunker in. Or if they can't rebuild the course, let's just stick out of bounds a lot tighter.
Mm.
And you can't blast it into the hospitality shed and get a free drop. That's just the simple solution to things.
Well, though, I'm still yet to find anybody that's come up with a reasonable argument for why it's a problem than blasting it miles and stuff and what have you. Because, like, I think people do want to see it. Something to aspire to, isn't it, when somebody hits it 400 yards and stuff and what have you. And I don't think it makes it less of a spectacle when somebody scores well and burns it up. I just think, why make it less desirable to watch?
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are some top pros that agree with the rollback and stuff, and they're better golfers than I'll ever be, potentially. But I just think it's a bit unnecessary. And I think when they started doing that thing with the drivers where they limited the driver COR
CC,
and stuff from
wasn't
what
it?
You. Yeah, well, there was a size thing.
The size
is the
thing
CC
was the early one, wasn't it? Yeah.
And then they did the fire the golf ball at the face 100 miles an hour, and if the coefficient of restitution is 0.83,
trampoline face. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And they were like, oh, no, they banned the trampoline face. That was great. Yeah. But then if you get one of those trampoline face drivers and you compare against a new one goes further.
Absolutely.
And it's just like, oh, there's going to be ways in which the manufacturers will work, I think, to be able to make these things do what they're supposed to do. But I just think it's, I personally feel, and I haven't got strong opinions on this, but I just feel like it's a bit unnecessary.
It is unnecessary, and it also opens a door which a lot of people haven't thought about, is the smaller pros. You and I are classed as pro golfers.
Yeah.
So, what is it, 2028?
2028,
it comes in for pros, and then 2030, it's amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I will need to use the new golf ball
for
28 to 30, while an amateur can use a normal ball.
Yeah.
So if we were playing in a pro-am, if we were playing in an amateur-based event, we would have to use a different golf ball.
Mm.
Make that make any sense?
That's going to be a funny one, isn't it? So if it takes a scramble.
So we... Yeah, we could play in the medals and, you know, with the pro-am events.
Okay.
So in practice rounds, we can use a normal ball. But if we play in an event that's a class as a pro, you've got to change ball, but your other golfers don't. So technically, if we're losing 30% your amateurs don't, how is that going to be logic? And this is a lot of things people haven't thought about. Is you're not just the PGA Tour pro golfers. There's mini tours, there's PGA pros, there's teaching pros. That are also affected.
Yeah.
England amateur golfers. You could be the best England am using a normal golf ball, turn pro, and your golf game is going to be affected because you're now hitting a different golf ball.
What about black market golf balls? So you've got the non-conforming golf ball, and then but the new ones for the pros will obviously have something else written on them so they can be identified.
Yeah.
But then you just make the Super Balls and then just print that on it. I think this is going to be open to abuse, isn't it?
I think this is the problem, is they haven't... It's like trying to give everyone an electric car, isn't it, by next year or whatever it was. It's not going to happen, in my opinion.
There's
too many problems.
Yeah, right. you know, like, when they... With going back to the drivers, when they brought out the thing where they're not allowed to be trampoline places and stuff and what have you. I'm a rules guy in as much that I would never cheat. Personally, like, I'm not about that life. It's just like, okay, if I mess it up, it's me. I'm not gonna do anything like that. But having said that, right, I can think of some amateur golfers at the clubs where I've worked at, right, and they were like, Dave, brilliant, I love the lessons and stuff and what have you. I actually went out and won the medal the other day. Oh, great. Oh, and I've said to a couple of people, like, you can't use that driver. You can't use that driver. It's actually illegal. You can't use it. You're not allowed to use it. And they were like, oh, yeah, I'll change that, Dave. Like, obviously, I'm not going to say anything. It's like, all right, you need to sort that out. But there's loads of people that are using wedges, which are illegal.
Well, the wedge changed, didn't they? The grooves.
Yeah, the grooves.
They changed a long time ago,
And also the drivers, like the springy face drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still people that are using illegal clubs.
Yep.
Harry, what's the difference between unlawful and illegal?
Golf.
One's against the law, and one's a sick bird. Hey, that was awful, I'm so sorry.
Tumbleweed just went past.
Sorry about that. Okay. Nice. Okay,
yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? It's I think there needs to be a lot more work involved in what's going to happen with it. But I understand the logic of trying to make the golf scores lower or higher, should I say? Yeah, higher.
It's a bit boring.
But I think guys getting bored of shooting stupidly low. I mean, I played in the Pro-Am in November and one lad was 20 under and 21 under. Three rounds of golf, six rounds of golf, he's 41 under. And he's, what tour is he? He's Challenge Tour.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, like, you shoot 8 under every round. This is incredible. Like, what's going to happen over the next couple of years? Is that going to turn into a 10, 12, 13? Are we going to be playing Tiger Woods 2022 on our PlayStation every time we play and shoot 42?
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, but then we get bored, don't we?
Mm.
Like, we all play Tiger Woods and we just keep winning all the time.
Yeah, that's no fun, is it?
So
here's a question for you then. You know, like in the olden days with the football, when you used to head the football, it used to get heavy and it would hurt. And then the football's got lighter and lighter. Yeah. And then some of the old boys would go, oh, that football's really light. We couldn't do that in our days. And but football's got way better in terms of technical ability and free kicks and goals. Like, goals are better now than they were back in 1984, back in 1964, aren't they? Like,
yeah, the game has changed. Yeah.
It's better. The ball's got better and better. And the footballers are more athletic, like the golfers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made the spectacle better. I would argue that certain elements of, say, football, e.g. like VAR, which has made things kind of fairer, but also maybe less good to watch.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I think, just in terms of like, just thinking, if I was running the tour and I was making the decisions, I'd be thinking more along the lines of, is this sport more desirable to watch by making the ball worse?
Yeah, that's for true.
So I personally think, having had a chance to reflect on that and think about it, I've decided I think it's a bad idea, because I don't think that it enhances the game in any way. And how does a low handicap amateur golfer playing off plus five aspire to what that level is, or let's say somebody that hits it an all right distance that wants to try and hit it a long way, you want to be able to measure yourself up against the best players, don't you? And just think, okay, well, this is what they do. I wonder what I can do.
Yep.
Stuff like, I was playing Billy Big Bollocks the other day because I was looking at the tour averages of distances with irons and ball speeds and stuff, and comparing my own against it. And I think that's quite a fun thing to do. So, but when you can't compare, then it's maybe bomb. maybe that's not good.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. And that's the problem. It's that grey middle area of, you're the best amateur in the world, but as soon as you turn pro, you may not be, because it's different equipment. It's a different game now.
Ball. Would boxing be more fun if they had really big, spongy gloves, and so you just see no knockouts, but it's super safe?
Yeah.
Boring.
This is it. Yeah. You are absolutely spot on.
Cool, so. Right. What's next? What are you doing?
What have we got on? Well, season starts for me in February. I'm away in Portugal. I'm chasing the sun.
You've got some golf going on, haven't you?
Which is good. Busy one. For us, we are waiting for equipment, aren't we?
Yeah.
We are. Equipment Cobra is in. Strixon irons are here. We are waiting for the other ones to drop.
Yep. As soon as they are, we'll let you guys know so that you can come over and try out some stuff, compare it against your old gear, plus look out for special announcements based on those things also.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah, right.
I think it's all systems go.
Catch you on the next one, peeps.
Bye-bye.